Herbert Hoover, the first president born west of the Mississippi River, was born in this cottage on August 10, 1874. The cottage was built by Herbert's father, Jesse, and grandfather, Eli Hoover, in 1871. Herbert was the second of three children of Jesse and Huldah Minthorne Hoover. His older brother, Theodore, was an infant when the family moved into the cottage. His younger sister Mary was born here in 1876. The Hoovers were a hard-working, deeply devout Quaker family. Jesse owned and operated the family business, a blacksmith shop, across the street. He was a kind husband and father, a good provider, and a respected citizen in West Branch. Huldah was educated above most women at that time and had taught school before her marriage to Jesse. She was a leader in the Quaker meeting. Within her family, Huldah was known as cheerful, an avid gardener, and a meticulous housekeeper. The little house was located near the center of the growing city of West Branch. Jesse and Huldah frequently hosted family gatherings and church group meetings here. The children, known as Bert, Tad, and May, enjoyed a home filled with love, joy, and prayer within a thriving community. The Hoovers prospered, and in 1878 they sold this house. They purchased a two-story house on Downey Street, two blocks south of here. That house no longer exists, although its location is marked. Jesse Hoover died in that home in 1880. 4 years later, Huldah Hoover died, and the three orphan children were separated and placed with relatives. Herbert lived with the family of his uncle Aaron Hoover on a farm near West Branch until 1885, when he moved to Newburgh, Oregon, to live with another uncle, Dr. John Minthorne. Herbert later visited West Branch several times, but never returned to live in the community again. In the 1930s, President and Mrs. Hoover purchased and restored the cottage, which President Hoover said was physical proof of the unbounded opportunity of American life. Behind the cottage, in the distance, is the hillside where President Hoover and his wife, Lou Henry Hoover, are buried.